Strategy now holds 76% of all corporate Bitcoin as treasury demand collapses. Michael Saylor's Strategy purchased roughly 45,000 Bitcoin over the past 30 days, its fastest accumulation pace since April 2025. According to CryptoQuant data reported by CoinDesk, the firm now holds approximately 76% of all Bitcoin owned by corporate treasury companies. Every other company in the category combined bought about 1,000 BTC during the same period, a 99% decline from the peak of 69,000 BTC set in August 2024. Bitcoin traded at $69,998 as of March 26, 2026, down 1.8% over the past 24 hours. The fear and greed index sits at 32, firmly in fear territory. One buyer, three-quarters of the stack, the corporate Bitcoin treasury movement was supposed to diversify institutional exposure to BTC. Dozens of public companies followed Strategy's lead in 2024 and early 2025, buying Bitcoin with balance sheet cash, convertible notes, and ATM stock offerings. At the August 2024 peak, companies outside of Strategy were collectively absorbing 69,000 BTC in a single month. That number has collapsed to roughly 1,000 BTC. Strategy's share of the total corporate Bitcoin pool has risen from around 60% a year ago to 76% today. The firm is not just the largest buyer. It is, for practical purposes, the only buyer at scale. The shift accelerated after Bitcoin fell from above $110,000 in mid-2025 to its current range, below $70,000. Many of the firms that followed Strategy into BTC treasury positions are now sitting on significant unrealized losses. Metaplanet and Nakamoto Holdings, two of the more prominent imitators, carry average cost bases above $107,000 per BTC, roughly 53% above the current market price. Why the followers stopped buying the retreat is not mysterious. Companies that built Bitcoin treasuries at 100,000 plusers face two compounding problems: unrealized losses that drag on quarterly earnings, and the evaporation of the equity premium that made Bitcoin accumulation feel free. In 2024, Strategy stock traded at a persistent premium to its net asset value. Investors were willing to pay $1.50 or more for every $1 of Bitcoin on the balance sheet, which let Saylor issue new shares, buy more BTC, and repeat the loop. The premium attracted imitators who believed they could run the same playbook. When Bitcoin dropped below $80,000, the premiums compressed. For smaller firms without Strategy scale, brand recognition, or capital markets access, the playbook broke. Issuing dilutive equity to buy an asset that is down 35% from your cost basis is a hard sell to shareholders and boards. Galaxy Digital flagged this concentration risk as early as July 2025, warning that a single entity dependency could amplify downside volatility if Strategy ever became a forced seller. The $144 billion buffer Strategy appears aware of the concern. The company established a $144 billion cash reserve in December 2025, designed to cover 24 months of debt obligations and operating expenses. That buffer is intended to prevent a scenario where falling Bitcoin prices force the company to liquidate BTC to meet debt covenants or interest payments. The reserve does not eliminate the risk. It delays it. If Bitcoin remains below $70,000 for an extended period or drops further, the math on Strategy's convertible notes and ATM programs gets progressively tighter. The company filed for $44.1 billion in new ATM offerings earlier this year, suggesting it plans to keep buying regardless of price. What concentration means for the market? A 76% concentration in one entity's hands creates asymmetric risk. If Strategy continues buying and Bitcoin recovers, the thesis is vindicated and the stock premium re-expands. But if the company faces a liquidity event, a regulatory action, or a sustained bear market that exhausts its cash buffer, the selling pressure from a single holder with hundreds of thousands of BTC would dwarf anything the market has absorbed before. For context, the Mt. Gox trustee distributions in 2024 involved roughly 140,000 BTC and took months of careful scheduling to avoid crashing the market. Strategy's holdings are multiples of that figure. The broader implication is that corporate Bitcoin adoption has not broadened. It is narrowed to a single conviction bet by a single CEO. The dozens of companies that joined the Treasury movement in 2024 are either underwater, paused, or quietly unwinding. The diversification thesis that was used to justify corporate BTC allocations has, by the data, failed. How this affects crypto holders. For individual holders using crypto cards or holding BTC in self-custody, the concentration risk is indirect but real. A forced liquidation event from Strategy would create downward price pressure that affects every Bitcoin holder's purchasing power. Users who spend directly from self-custody wallets would see the fiat value of their BTC drop in real time. The flip side, if Bitcoin recovers and Strategy's bet pays off, the demonstration effect could restart the corporate treasury cycle. But right now, the data shows a market that depends on one buyer far more than most participants realize.